I hope the weatherman's wife knows what a big, dirty liar he is. His false forecasts and unfulfilled predictions are enough to break the heart of any child. And by child, I mean 21-year-old college student. And by 21-year-old college student, I mean me. There is nothing worse than going to bed expecting a snow day, which in New Mexico qualifies as an inch of snow, and waking up to the sunlit sky and weather conditions that are contrary to what was promised by the local weatherman. But I guess it's not all his fault. Society has put superhuman expectations on the poor weathermen and weatherwomen, expectations that will continue to increase with the expansion of technology. Self-help books and even Oprah preach about living in the moment and going with the flow, learning how to live day by day, not fretting over the past, and not having fanciful expectations for the future, or for that matter, the weather. Sir William Osler, referred to as the father of modern medicine, recommended living in day-tight compartments, much like the watertight compartments of a ship. While sailing the Atlantic on an ocean liner, Osler watched the captain press a button that initiated a complex shifting of machinery. Suddenly, various parts of the ship were shut off from one another, shut off into watertight compartments that could isolate a leak, preventing the ship from capsizing. Osler used this experience to explain that humans, although on a much longer and more treacherous voyage, should act similar to a ship, at the touch of a button shutting out the past, dead yesterdays, and at the touch of another button shutting out the future, unborn tomorrows, ultimately isolating our journey to only today, using day-tight compartments. But nowhere is our failure to live in day-tight compartments more apparent than when observing weather reports. Weather reports which have the infamous 7-day forecast and weather-by-the-hour updates, all lavishly presented with 3D graphics of frigid snowflakes and ironic depictions of the sun wearing sunglasses. As if this wasn't enough, the weatherman offers helpful suggestions of how to dress weather appropriate for the day. After all, how am I supposed to spontaneously dance in the rain if it doesn't work with my schedule or my outfit?